April 3, 1927. Effects of a love that loves freely, and effects of a forced love. How the acts done in the divine will are done with fullness, and are complete and exuberant. While I was afflicted because of his privation, and almost petrified by the pain of seeing myself as though forgotten by my beloved Jesus, he came out from within my interior, and leaning his hands upon my shoulders, he placed his head on my breast and breathed strongly, saying, "All await your acts." And while breathing, he drew all of my acts done in his divine will unto himself, and added, "My daughter, the acts done in my will are my acts, and therefore I have come to take them with my breath, as I breathed upon your breast. In fact, since they are my acts, everyone awaits these acts of yours, and I will go to spread them in all creation, in order to receive, in the whole universe, the honor of a free act of creature. As this will of creature comes into mine and operates freely, not by force I receive the honor of a free will, which is the greatest honor for me, that befits me as God. A free will that loves me and voluntarily annihilates itself in order to do my will and to operate in it, is the great portent of creation, for which all things were created, because they were to serve this will free, not forced to love me. And this will, having dominion over all things, and enjoying all creation, was to serve as the will of all created things. In fact, they do not have a will, but the creature was to serve as will for them, in order to give, in each created thing, her will and her free love to her creator. And only in my will can the human will diffuse in everything, to give this honor so great to its creator. My daughter, a will that does not love me freely, but by force, means distance between creature and creator. It means slavery and servitude. It means dissimilarity. On the other hand, a free will that does mine and loves me, means union between the soul and God. It means sonship. It means that what belongs to God belongs to her. It means likeness of sanctity, of love, of manners. So much so, that whatever one does, the other does as well. Wherever one is, the other is also. This is why I created man with a free will to receive this great honor that befits a God. I would not know what to do with the will that loves me and sacrifices itself by force. Even more, I do not even recognize it, nor does it deserve any reward. So, this is why all my aims are upon the soul who, of her own free will, lives in mine. A forced love is of men, not of God, because men are content with appearances, and do not go deep inside, into the gold of the will, in order to have a sincere and loyal love. Just like a king, who is content with the subjection of his soldiers, as long as he has his army formed, and does not care whether the soldiers have their wills far away from him. However, if their wills are far away, he might have the army, but he will not be safe, because it can be an army that is plotting against his crown and his life. A master might have many servants, but if they do not serve him willingly, but out of necessity, out of convenience, out of fear, or to receive their wages, these servants, who eat of his bread, might be his first enemies. But your Jesus, who sees the depth of the will, is not satisfied with appearances. And if this will spontaneously wills and lives in my will, then my glory, the creation, everything is safe, because it is not servants that possess it, but my children, who love so much the glory of their celestial Father, as to be ready and to feel honored to give their own lives for love of him. Afterwards, I felt all immersed in the eternal fiat, and my beloved Jesus added, "My daughter, in my will all acts are done in the fullness of light, therefore they are acts filled with all goods. These acts are complete acts, in such a way that nothing must be missing. And they are so exuberant as to overflow for the good of all. See, as you, in my will, were calling my celestial mama, the angels and the saints to love me, I felt the love of my mama, the love of the angels, the love of all heaven, being repeated in you. As you were calling the sun, the heavens, the stars, the sea and all created things around me, to give me the love and the glory of my works. I felt everything I did in creating the sun, the heavens, the stars, the sea, and all the love that I put out in the whole creation, being repeated in you. So, the soul who lives in my will is the repeater of my acts. And bilocating them, she gives me what I gave to her. Oh! How your Jesus delights in receiving from the littleness of the creature the honors, the love and the glory of his own acts full, complete and exuberant.